Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
So I feel like I have to get this monkey off my back before focusing on Oscar for the next bunch of weeks. Oh, I guess Star Wars The Force Awakens qualifies for that too, being that it snagged 5 nominations in categories like visual effects and film editing, but nothing in the traditional biggies like Best Picture, Director, and Screenplay. Is that fair? Yeah, I think it is, and Star Wars 7 can lick its wounds with the fact that it recently became the highest grossing domestic film of all time, and it's good. It's definitely good, and certainly better than any of the 3 George Lucas-directed prequels, but did director J.J. Abrams create an exceptional film with his continuation of the Star Wars franchise? No, I don't believe he did, and this movie was supposed to be better than just good. Its over-reliance on nostalgia, with returning favorites like Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Luke Skywalker, actually worked against the film, but I did like new additions like John Boyega as Finn and Daisy Ridley as Rey. However, I could have done without the retread cantina scene and the unintentionally funny introduction of the new super-duper Death Star. A long time ago, in a century far, far away, we had 2 wonderful films called Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back, and now 5 times in 35 years, we failed to match that bar of excellence. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Speaking of entertainment, watch any TV lately? Do you watch CNBC for entertainment? No one does. They watch it to see how they're getting screwed over by the stock market weekday afternoons, but there is programming at the other hours of the day. And now one of the big stars is Jay Leno. Have you seen Jay Leno's Garage? They announced that this show was going to be on back in the summer, and I thought it was going to be on NBC, the mothership network, the big NBC, not CNBC. Well, it turns out Jay's show is on CNBC because, again, they need filler programming outside of business hours. Anyway, it is Jay with his monstrosity of a garage. It is, I don't know, what does he have, like 300 cars? I mean, you make all those millions and millions of dollars for hosting The Tonight Show for 20-some-odd years. You need to spend it on something. He bought old cars, restored them, and put them in some garage. So this is Jay Leno's Garage. It's Jay dressed up in a denim shirt and a pair of jeans, talking about all things cars. And I stumbled into one of the episodes, and he had Tim Allen on, and so there they are in these old Dodge Chargers, I think it was, and they're driving around in this empty parking lot, and they're doing donuts and spinning out and, you know, speeding, and all of a sudden here come 2 cops, and you're supposed to think they were really getting pulled over and potentially arrested, and yeah, they were cuffed and all this, and it was just, you know, come on. I know they have to put stuff on, but Jay Leno, you know what, Jay? Maybe it's time to go home. Do you remember what Johnny Carson did after The Tonight Show? He did nothing. He did a guest appearance on David Letterman's show for about 2 minutes one night. Actually, no, about 3 or 4 minutes, and got a 2-minute standing ovation. He brought out David's top 10 list. This was in 95, a few years after his run on The Tonight Show ended. And we never saw Johnny again. You could tell that Jay never wanted to leave. He was dragged kicking and screaming from that show. They tried to pull him out back in 09 when they stuck Conan O'Brien on The Tonight Show, and they gave Jay that weird 10 o'clock show, which was just the Tonight Show light, or almost the Conan O'Brien pregame show. That didn't work out for O'Brien because his humor gets a little weird at 11:30, so Jay goes back. And then they realized they had to put Jimmy Fallon on because Jay was literally aging out of the demographic. And you could tell he did not want to leave, and off Jay goes. Jay was also on an episode of The Muppets a couple of weeks back. So Jay just does not want to go home. And when that happens to an entertainer, of course, all right, I know I'm making light of it, and there will be a day I'll be grabbed and dragged from a microphone, kicking and screaming as well. But when you do it in such a way where it looks like, you know what, maybe it is time to go and spend your day at the dog track, but when you've made your money and you've been so successful in this uber mega way that Jay Leno was to host a franchise such as The Tonight Show for 20 some odd years, maybe it's time to bow out gracefully. I have to hand it to Jerry Seinfeld. He never rushed back to television. Whatever you think of his humor, whatever you thought about that show, from 98 until now, what have we seen him do on TV? regular television, cable, broadcast. All right, he did that 1 year on Curb Your Enthusiasm with a pseudo Seinfeld reunion. He was in, what, six or seven episodes. He took his act online. And the comedians and coffee idea is brilliant, and it's funny. But this thing that Jay is doing right now, this Jay Leno's Garage, we know he has cars. Terrific. It's wonderful. We don't need to see them. And the jokes that worked back in the summer of 95, they don't work in the fall of 15. Stay with us. When we come back, Christina Staffo and I will have the story of a priest who didn't like the football team that a kid was rooting for, so he put a musket to his head. Wow. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Is your life like a vacation? It can be.
Most people spend more time planning a vacation than they devote to planning their life. You can live your dream if you ask two vacation-related questions.
Where do you want to go? It's a simple question, but make sure you fill in the details. Don't just picture it, feel it.
What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Where are you doing it? These are just some of the choices you want to consider as you think about life on your own terms.
Now that you know your destination, you're ready for the second question. How will you get there? Carve your trip up into sections.
What will you do today to drive you closer to your destination? How about tomorrow?
You may face detours along the way, so be flexible. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. For $199, we've yet to see one in action on a Harley, a motorcycle center stand versus the standard Harley-Davidson kickstand. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. An easily mountable center stand for Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Why a center stand instead of the usual left side kickstand? Well, Harley says lifting your bike onto the center stand gets it up for easy cleaning and service. With a rear tire in the air, it's easy to adjust things like belt tension. Center stands allow you to tuck the bike in a corner when garage parking space is minimal. Easily attached to the frame, won't reduce the lean angle, and for just $199 plus tax and shipping, you can have it in any color as long as it's black. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.